Minister Chinamasa met a 10-member delegation of the AFDB executive that is on a week-long visit in Harare and appealed for debt relief from the financial institution. He said if the AFDB cancels Zimbabwe's $500 million debt, other international money lending institutions were most likely to follow suit, adding this would help revive the country's struggling economy.
Because of their rules and regulations, we cannot enjoy the benefits of our membership, meaning we cannot access concessional borrowing from them unless we clear our arrears. So I've tried to appeal to the bank to come up with a mechanism that will help us clear those arrears. I'm aware that they've done it with respect to other countries, and my appeal to them is that they should bend over backwards to assist us so that we become part of the global economy.
FDB Executive Director and Head of the Bank's Zimbabwe Mission, Aliu Momodungum, would not say whether his institute would consider Zimbabwe's request for debt relief.
And our assistance to the country is not only to the public sector through government. We also very aware that really to accelerate the advancement of the country, we need to address the private sector. And we've discussed with the minister that being in arrears with the ADB does not exclude the ADB supporting the private sector.
The Harare administration has an external debt overhang of nearly $10 billion that the country has been failing to service. In 2014, the IMF spanned Harare's request for debt relief under the heavily indebted poor countries HIPIC initiative, saying Zimbabwe was not poor enough. The HIPIC initiative was used in countries like Zambia to settle its debt. Meanwhile, the FDB delegation is expected to tour all the projects funded by the bank during its mission. The bank has funded the Lake Harvest Fish Farm project to the tune of $8 million, and the project on the eastern shores of the Lake Kariba is being used as a model for sustainable development projects in Africa. At the end of its mission, the AFDB delegation is expected to meet President Robert Mugabe before heading to Mozambique. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.